Do our national parks have a problem with diversity? Because a National Park Service survey found that 78% of visitors to the parks were white. A Seattle woman is working to change that. Jordan Keith is the founder and director of the Urban Wilderness Works. For the past 13 years, she's been taking high school and college-age students of color on wilderness trips. Her kids spend 17 days in the North Cascades working on trails and learning leadership skills. A lot of them have never experienced wilderness before. Jordan Keith told me she was a lot like them when she was their age.
The first time I actually climbed up a significant mountain in Maine, and it just blew me completely away. That experience, I mean, I really experienced for a natural high. And I fell in love with it right away, being outside and these wide spaces, I think, is the difference.
How did the wide spaces change you?
I think I'd always felt very narrowed by the urban corridors in Philadelphia. I know that, but I couldn't name it. You're not limited by dot, 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 whatever it is, your experience of race or gender or sexual orientation. Those kind of things fall away with other people because you're focused on the stars. It's hard to explain. And it's also a part of it, too, that you're at this place where you're all suddenly together in a moment of looking at an unfathomable number of stars.
It sounds like you feel that everybody in the city deserves that unlimitedness.
I think everybody everywhere needs the opportunity to see if that's something that sparks who they are.
You've said that that it's hard, especially for people of color, to experience the wilderness, and not everybody will know, you know, has thought about that or knows why that is. Will you explain that?
Yes. Well, and being specific, I think when we say people of color, oftentimes people think African-American people, but it's different for different people of color, depending on their experience. I think mostly because I identify as African-American, the stories I heard or didn't hear, and how what I think of as the intersections of legacy that keep you from having access to wild places. So some of that access is being able to see yourself there. You've seen other people there who are like you. You've gone and you feel comfortable. So that's one type of access, just imagining that you can. The other access is also proximity is a real issue. And then, you know, there's what I recognize and others have as historical collective memory that has trauma because many violent acts occurred towards Black people and pictures of it in, you know, in the woods. And even though the stories, those horror pictures of people being burned and lynched, that's a collective scar. There's images of that. That impacts the stories that people tell each other about what Black people do or don't do.
Now you take young people into the wilderness, and first of all, where do you go? What do you do?
Urban Wilderness Works has been partnering with the North Cascades National Park for like 10 years. And we work to bring them up to Ross Lake, which is this beautiful part of the park. And we work with them to build trails, spend their first 10, 12 days volunteering. The youth are building trails, learning everything about how trails are constructed and erosion and the history of the place and all of these things. And then we go together on a backpacking trip or hike or just lay and make art and poems and paintings.
Why is working part of it? Why building trails?
So I feel like it's really important for people who may and probably never would associate with each other to be brought together by a mutual desire to go out into the wilderness and then have a project that they have to learn how to complete together. They have to set these goals and meet these benchmarks, and they learn how to communicate. Sometimes it means learning how to speak up when you're always the quiet one. Sometimes it means an instructor encourages you, don't be the person that always steps forward and help. Let someone else discover their own ability.
First of all, along the way, what are you teaching?
It's critical what we're teaching. So not only do we focus on the outdoor skills that are required, but also what's really important that we teach is people to slow down and the context of their lives in the context of that wild or wilder space than the neighborhood that they're in. So when we're looking at the stars again, you know, reminding people, yeah, you know, Harriet Tubman navigated her way and a lot of people's way to freedom by knowing that star that you're looking at. Our program is focused on bringing people, again, of different racial or rather ethnic heritages together. So, you know, we might have African-American, Latino, Native American, all on the trip, kids of European descent on the trip, all with one desire to be out in the wilderness. But we don't carry the same stories. So you learn about each other. So that seems authentic to me. And it's harder than a homogenous experience where you assume everybody is on the same page. We teach people that. How do you have a discourse about something you don't necessarily agree on? What does respect for yourself and other people and the rest of the natural world around us look like on a day-to-day basis? And how do you support the person who might be falling behind or tell the person who always feels like they have to do everything for everybody that it's okay so that they can carry that back home?
So after a couple of weeks in the wilderness, how do you see young people change?
Their parents tell me because I give them back. Their parents tell me because all of a sudden they can manage what seemed unmanageable tasks, like knowing how to set the benchmarks to do the simplest thing from clean up their room to manage their applications for school, to be confident that they are going to graduate. A lot of it manifests in the tenacity, because believe me, tenacity is required to be in the woods for 17 days with people you've never met from different cultures. You have to carry your water, cook your food, build the trail, carry your backpack.
Is there an example that comes to mind? A young person who changed out there?
It was the first trip, and it was hard. It was like day 16, and we were going to climb up a mountain. After they fought with me that they were tired and sore and they didn't want to go, we got around this switchback, and the kids started running up the hill. Because they were like, oh, Jordan, you can see everything. I was like, yeah, that's what I was trying to tell you, why we needed to leave earlier. So this young woman, we're sitting on the side of the cliff, and we're looking at the rocks. And after we said, well, we're not going to go further than this, she says, looking at the rocks, why would God put that there if it wasn't for us to know to treat each other better? I've never forgotten that. It made me cry. It still makes me cry. It's why I do what I do, because I feel like that's what everyone deserves. A chance to tap into spirit in a way that's not defined.
Jordan Keith takes high school and college age students of color into the North Cascades for 17 days at a time as the director and founder of the Urban Wilderness Project. It's KUOW's The Record.